Good evening. My name is Paul. You see, I took Hashim, King of the Universe, bless you, very seriously. I took the study of his Torah very seriously. So naturally, I took my violations of his holy law and blasphemy very seriously. Unfortunately, I took myself very seriously. And with him, that doesn't usually play too well. There are many scriptures that I thought were written in support of me. The holy prophet Isaiah wrote, "In Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light." Now, when it says the people, it does not mean that the Gentiles themselves. It means the people of the Holy One who live among the Gentiles in Galilee. And when it says who live in darkness, it does not mean that there are so many clouds that the sun does not shine. It means rather that they are in spiritual darkness, having departed from his holiness. And when it says has seen a great light, what is that light but the heat of the fire of his judgment upon them? As it says later in the same chapter, that they are destined for burning and they will be the fuel of the fire. By the grace of the Holy Lord, who is forever blessed, I was called to be that judgment, to bring the light and the fire to those of Galilee who blasphemed, who thought their crucified criminal leader was equal to the one. But the holy prophet Amos wrote of the coming judgment, "Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord, for that day will be darkness, not light." Or both, Brother Amos, or both. When I read the words of the great warrior David, your word is the lamp to my feet, it is the light for my path, I thought I was on the same side as David and that God was on our side. The old king knew better, and I should have too. A light for my feet, a lamp for my path. When the light appeared to me, Father David, it was so bright, so piercing, I couldn't even see the path anymore. Or my feet. I was blinded for days. When this light shone, I thought I heard a voice or a presence with a aha as it searched me out and discovered me. Painful, harsh, blinding light. "Who are you, sir?" I dare ask. "I am Jesus," came the dreadful reply. "Whom you persecute," he said. "That very blaspheming Galilean who caused all the trouble. I hated him with his people and for their ungodly ways. By heaven, my anger burned with the heat and light." Or, I thought I was burned with the heat and light, but my anger was nothing now. Faced with this light, what I thought was holy righteous anger seemed more than a little irritation, like the annoyance of being poked in the ribs when you're sitting comfortably. And there was a smile in that blessed voice now, as he said to me gently but irritantly, "It's hard for you when you kick against the gold the cattle prod." All my proud ideas, my career plans, my self-image came crashing down like a big rickety house built on sand, and everything went dark. I couldn't see. My darkness brought on by light, but what did I know of light? Before this, what did I know of righteous anger? What did I know of holiness or justice or love? Nothing. The greatest, the highest, most achievable I've ever had managed this far was to be irritated. To feel the Holy One, blessed be He, poking me in the ribs with His cattle gold, His irritant, Jesus. And instead of going where He wanted, I'd kick out. Silly, educated, self-righteous, effectual man I was. Blind guides. That's what he called us Pharisees. This Jesus who made the blind see, won't they both fall in the pit? My colleagues had to lead me by the hand to our accommodation in Damascus. Straight street. Straight as the way it was, I still blindly bumbled into things. It's hard for you to kick against the prodding. Jesus was irritant. Deliberately, God's irritant, pushing me into the right way. Peter once told me a story about when he got it wrong. Jesus told him about the cross, and Peter tried to talk him out of it. "You're too special and precious to die," Peter said. Jesus got angry. Peter said it reminded him of a weird episode the week before. Jesus healed a blind man. Except, like Peter, like me. He could see, but not clearly enough. Men looking like trees. The man needed more healing, more Jesus. "You can have ears to hear and not hear," Jesus used to say. "You can have eyes to see and still not see." But Jesus traveled to where the people were to heal them. He sought me out and blinded me. "Seek me out now, Jesus, heal me." How had I missed the Son's resemblance of the Father? When our first parents sinned back in the garden, God did not stand apart and judge, but he came back. He walked up and down in the garden asking awkward questions. "Where are you?" And in our day, he did it again, walking up and down among us asking, "Where are you?" How did I miss it for so long? He came looking for us, calling us. That's Jesus. He would just walk straight up to you and spit in your eyes. And then, you can see for the first time. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Amen.